Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Welcome. Welcome back. Got Over Ashes podcast. I'm just going to start right in at the Gospel of John in chapter 17, verse 6. This is where Jesus is praying for his disciples and for all believers. And then I'm going to jump over to Revelation 21. And it's going to finish up kind of where Jesus left off in John in terms of bookending how he is leaving people on earth in the flesh for when he comes back. So this has just been on my heart to put these two events together in a time where I think many of us really need the reality of hope, the tangibility of hope, that our faith would be strengthened. And that's just a prayer coming on there. Father God, thank you for this time and for all you do for us, with us, through us, above and below. May your spirit just fill in all these places. May we come fully under your covering, our will in complete alignment with yours. For each of us as individuals, every person listening to this, I pray that you touch them in a very special and unique way, that they know that they know that they know that it's you. Help them to stop with the skepticism, the mistrust, the cynicism. Just be done with all of that, to step like innocent children into the path, the relationship, the invitation that you hold for each one of us, God. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. John 17, 6, Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty, that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be as one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. I wonder if the disciples even knew that. While he was with them, he protected them and kept them safe by the name that God gave him. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so the scripture would be filled, which would be Judas. So then Jesus says to the Father in verse 13, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. And then in verse 20, Jesus prays for all believers. And he says to the Father, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. So that's us. That's you and me right now. Jesus is saying back then, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me future through their message. So the gospel message has been passed down through the disciples, through the Church of Christ, through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. May we see Jesus through each other. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Verse 24, he says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. Jesus testifies on our behalf to God. I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. I'll read those last two verses again, 25. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them. It is only through Jesus that we even know God, and will continue to make you known in order. He will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them. The love that God had for Jesus is in us. And that I myself may be in them, that Jesus himself may be in us. Holy Spirit, you are good. Thank you for being here. Turning over to Revelation 21. So, 21 verse 3. This is written by John. Verse 3 starts out, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, quote, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Verse 5, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Verse 6, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And here's a warning. Verse 8, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And that ends verse 8. So chapter 21 is titled The New Jerusalem. And I just think it's so reassuring and so hopeful, the vision that John experiences, that he heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." God, thank you that you have a plan, a perfect plan for each of us, for your people as a whole. You always have. Help us to keep our eyes on things above, our hearts oriented up towards you, that we are in the world but not of it, as Jesus has said. Help us to stand fast in these times, to come together truly in love and in faith, to be your people, to carry out your will. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you provide for us every day. Help us to be good stewards of your blessings. Holy Spirit, teach us to obey. Teach us to listen. And we thank you that in every moment and in every time that we do, you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.